This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I'm the president of World Ministries International, as well as Eagle Saving Nations. My website, worldministries.org, that's worldministries.org. Please check it out, worldministries.org. Now, I just returned from Bogota, Colombia, South America, where actually I did a four-day conference, 150 churches and leaders, as well as different apostles, and I'm the international overseer for Philippus International, Apostle David Borges, and also several other apostles over networks. They were there, and they also spoke. Now, I spoke five different times, did four different television interviews, was involved with an interview where I was interviewed on a major magazine, newspaper, and other meetings with leaders during the days. But we arrived March the 12th in the evening and went right into a meeting that very night with different people. Then the 13th, met with people, did a television interview, 14, 15, 16, 17, a tremendous conference. The power of God moved like you wouldn't believe it if you were not there. Then the 18th, I was with the Israeli ambassador to Bogota and in the Israeli embassy. And then the rest of the day, we're with people and had a very good time, busy time. And by that time, we were very tired. Didn't get to bed probably till about 1 o'clock in the morning and left at 5 a.m. With me was my wife, Adalia Hansen, my son, Michael Jonathan Jedediah Hansen, 4 years old. And I took Pastor Vance Miller with me. He's been with me for many, many years now, since 1998. And he's also over our TV and radio ministry. Vance, welcome to the Warning Program.
Thank you. It's an honor, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was such a tremendous, tremendous conference. Maybe in all of the years I've been traveling the nation since 85, I don't know if I've been in a better conference. The move of God, the power of God was so heavy, and it was like nothing but moving in the cloud of glory, so to speak, the power of God. I'll tell you what, God was there in the messages in a heavy, heavy way. My wife even spoke a couple of times, but I'll tell you what, we went into ministry every time I spoke, and my wife spoke. I mean, we went into ministry longer than we spoke. So, I mean, all through the audience, people were touched. Vance, what did you think, what do you feel about that trip?
I've been doing your media for a long time now. I started in radio back in 2002, 2004, and then video. I was actually involved in 2006 when I took over television. All my years of media with you, I had not seen or heard its equal. This trip, the Holy Spirit was stronger. The anointing, like you said, the glory cloud, it's like it was there. We couldn't see it, but it rested upon us. The worship, there were so many hungry souls and so much anointing there with the leadership that was there that even though there was a language barrier there, they spoke Spanish. We didn't speak Spanish, But I got enraptured in the worship. I really did. Holy Spirit was just, even though I didn't know the words they were singing, I could discern that Father was just absolutely pleased with it. He was honored. He was lifted up. Holiness was key there. There was a presence of holiness, but there was also people wanted to be in holiness. There was a move within them that conviction was there for holiness, and that just made the anointing and the power of God all that much stronger.
Well, I'll tell you what. You were there. You were helping with my son. Mm-hmm. My wife was speaking. I was speaking, but you were shooting television.
Yes.
And frankly, if somebody had hired you, if it wasn't me, especially if it was on national television,
yes,
and they had hired you to film their television program, you got caught up several times in worship where I looked in the camera and you did not even have it on the worship.
No.
You had it on somebody's head. Vance, you'd have been fired.
I would have.
You would not hold that job down.
No.
Because you got yourself so caught up in it that you were not filming.
No.
The camera was
recording.
Frankly, it was horrible.
The camera was recording, but I wasn't paying attention. That is very true.
Yeah, you were crying and weeping and worshiping. And,
yes.
And I think when it came to the messages, you actually got that correct.
Yeah.
But and you probably got most of the worship, I hope. I haven't looked at it by any means because it was four solid days.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a lot of hours of worship.
Lots of data.
But I do know several times you were just out. You were out in the clouds.
Yes.
And worshiping and crying and weeping. And like he said, that's because the presence of God was so strong.
Yes.
Worship is something that comes out of your spirit. And so that is something that we were all involved with, who knows the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And you don't need to know the words.
No.
You do not need to know the words. I mean, it just comes upon you, and you're in the presence of God. Vance?
Yes. Father has permitted me several times during worship to be either in the throne room or down in the valley below the hilltops where Balaam was offering, brought there to curse the Israelites, where he ended up prophesying the shout of the Lord is in the camp. I've been permitted to be down on that valley floor with the mixed multitudes worshiping. And that's what it was like there. We were the mixed multitudes worshiping God. We were the engrafted with God, and His Holy Spirit was just enrapturing many of us.
Well, you told me that it was such life-changing for you. You are not the same person.
No, I'm not. I know the reality of Father and the Holy Spirit within with the baptism, but this was these people are under a communist ruler right now who is seeking to destroy the nation and tyranny is rising. These people are desperate. They've seen prophecy come to pass that you have spoken, and they brought us back, brought you back because of that prophecy. And these people are desperate, and these apostles are desperate. They're trying to save the nation, and they're trying to bring the bride to rise up to save their nation, to be salt and light for their nation, and to influence the society, the culture, to vote out this tyrant that's now oppressing. And in watching this and seeing this, is it going to take more than this for America? So these things are thoughts that had crossed my mind when I was down there, and just seeing that we're down there because of prophecy. And Apostle Orcus and others were there 5 years ago when you spoke the prophecy, and they saw what has happened. And when you were greeted at the airport, what you said would happen came to pass exactly. And so he's in the fight. These other apostles are in the fight, and they brought you there to bring fire from the outside to ignite the people. And when the prophecy's over, Sister Adalia, at the end, was that she'd she was a sword of fire, igniting the souls, igniting the people. And so the two of you are one to punch for nations, to bring them up, to raise them up, to have them come under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you what. They met us at the airport, as you said.
Yes.
And the first words out of their mouth is, Apostle Hansen, what you prophesied 5 years ago has come to pass.
Yes.
The nation now is under communism. The nation has fallen apart. The nation is dangerous. The nation is violent. We were hoping you would come, but people are not coming. They're afraid. And everything you prophesied has come to pass. And so that was how it started.
Yes.
And he testified that many times, even on television. And so then, I'll tell you what, everything was geared on the government of God and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now, that was the theme, the government of God and the Holy Ghost. And so powerful messages came forth, and out of that, powerful responses from the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And all through the audience, just like you said, I don't know if I've seen such a move of God, not only in the worship, but then in the preaching of the Word of
yes.
God, then in the ministry of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, each and every time there was such an outpouring of God every time I finished speaking.
Yes.
Or my wife.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, all over the place, people were touched. People were crying. People were healed. I know one lady testified she was instantly healed. She had been bleeding with cancer for 8 months. They were going to take her somewhere for help. She insisted to come to the meeting, and she was instantly
Amen.
Healed.
Amen.
You remember that, Vance?
Yes, I do. And she couldn't talk without tears.
I would be crying too.
Yeah, she was like the woman who reached out for the hem of Jesus' garment. Had been bleeding for years. She spent all her livelihood for physicians and was just getting worse. She was at that point. She was given testimony that if something didn't happen soon, she would die. And she received the healing. She was rejoicing. And that was like, the first or second day that happened? And it just kept elevating from there. And Father was touching hearts. People were being addressed through the word of knowledge and the Holy Spirit, through you, through your wife, through Apostle Bohoricus, through Apostle Francisco, and the other apostle, I can't think of his name right now, Munoz or something like that. Just the word that went forth went with power and with authority. These were all people who had spent time sacrificing to their lives for God to be able to share the Word of God without compromise. And when you have that much anointing there and that many hungry souls, Father was just pleased to pour it out.
Yeah, there was a Apostle Francisco Correa Ray. He's the national overseer for Filipos International. I'm the international overseer. There was Apostle Henry Figueroa, over different networks. So we had leadership there,
yes.
Apostolic leadership.
Yes.
Over so many churches and men of God, women of God. And so all of these three, they have agreed to serve with me on my board of advisors for Eagle Saving Nations to try to get into the stadiums. So they know that if we don't have another great awakening in Bogota, in Colombia, I prophesied now they would lose their freedom for good.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what will happen if they put a communist government back in for a second term. They're already taking away all of their rights. They cannot have another one. He's going to come right against the church. And let me tell you, the church is going to be the enemy, not only in Colombia, but around the world, the
yes.
New World Order. Christians are the target, just like in Germany, just like all over the world. Christians are the target. The book, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Christians are the target. The first century church, Christians are the target. Why? Because it's God against Satan. That's what it is. God against Satan, against men led by evil spirits with their own philosophies, ideologies, forms of government, and religions against the living God. Vince?
Yes, it's Satan. He is the one who's originating racism. The spirit realm is trying to remove the human race. And because God made us in his image and we are created to glorify God, we're created to worship God. And Satan hates that with a passion. And he's trying to drag as many of the human race into hell with him for eternity. And we're supposed to be salt and light. We need to wake up the rest of the human race as much as we can and show the power of God, be the carriers of the love of God, and be salt and light for society. And if we're not doing that, shame on us. We're like the watchman on the wall who doesn't sound the alarm when we see the enemy coming. Their blood is on our hands. We need to rise up and share.
Now, you said you'd never be the same again. And you aren't the same. You said you are a different person. Explain.
Yes. There's a greater adoration, a greater reverence, a greater thanksgiving for Father, for what he has done, for what he's doing, what he's pouring out daily. And very much so, I got to experience the love in a very personal, compassionate, passionate way. Father permitted a man who I didn't know just to come up and just hug me, just hold me. And I was hearing Father saying that, my son, I love you, my son. I love you, my son, with a love that I cannot express in a manner that you can retain. And it has altered my perspective on not just on myself, but my love for others, love toward others. It's the filter of the flesh, the filter of hurts and pains. Many of them are gone. I'm even identifying that now. I didn't know how to put it in words, but the filter of pains in my life, filter of past hurts, past abandonments, past transgressions, they're no longer filtering my perspective, what I'm seeing. I'm being permitted to see things more clearly, lovingly, with agape shalom, unconditional love and peace. And so I have a much deeper peace, a much deeper love and compassion. And then what had been prophesied over me on the last day, where I'm supposed to be a shielder for Dr. Hansen and his son. That utterance right there just tells me of Father's love for me, the type of protection he's giving me to protect his apostle and his boy, his family. Part of my duties going to Colombia was to be the carrier and bearer of little Michael and to shield him, to protect him, make sure he wasn't taken by anybody. And when I was... that prophecy spoke over me to be a shielder. That's saying God's got my back and my front and everything around me to protect me as long as I stay in his will. And so wherever I end up traveling with Dr. Hansen, with his family, I'm there as a shielder, protector. I'm to lay my life down. And it's I had that purposing in me before the prophecy was spoken, but that was a confirmation to what I believe Holy Spirit was telling me these past years. So to have those confirmations, to have these affirmations of love, I can't express the depth of what I'm trying to relate right now. And so it's, there you go.
It's very much a biblical pattern of Elijah, Elisha, Moses and Joshua.
Yes.
You get into Moses. Moses had Aaron, but then he pushed it down to Joshua when he went on to be with the Lord.
Yes.
So Paul and Timothy, very much a biblical pattern of impartation after faithfulness, after complete faithfulness to the servant of God.
Yes.
Now, he mentioned how he had changed, Vance had changed so tremendously, and things that were hang-ups seemed to be gone. Because when you are in that type of presence, and we were in the Holy Ghost all day for 4 days, when you are in the presence of God constantly, yeah, things that seem to affect you and have a hold on you just disappear.
Melt.
Because you are having your own deliverance with God. I mean,
yes.
He is delivering you and cleaning up your flesh. And because as you're worshiping Him and repenting, speaking in tongues,
yes.
Then He's dealing with the flesh, the pride, the vanity, the stubbornness, and all of a sudden you come out a different person. And see, that's what happens in the presence of God.
Yes.
And that's why if marriages would constantly be in the presence of God and fan the flames, there you go. You don't need anything as far as marriage counseling.
No.
Because God is counseling you. You're changing, and you're changing with your spouse, and things are good. And so it was such a tremendous, Vance, move of God.
It was. Even those ministering were being ministered to. I was permitted to watch that. I was permitted to observe that, permitted to discern it. And Apostle Francisco, he and his wife work as a team, like you and Dahlia work as a team. And the two of them rejoice in the Lord. And when some Hispanic worship came up, that the two of them were up there in traditional Hispanic dance together, holding hands, but they also went to the pulpit together to minister. She was very much prophetic, and he's apostolic prophetic, and to watch the two of them work in that unity, and I saw you and Adaya doing the same. When you have, especially, and I'm seeing this especially so with a married couple, that when you're in unity in the Lord and you are ministering together, that the power of God that is present for those who are willing to receive it can break bondages, bring tremendous healing, bring deliverance, and you have enough people hunger for it, can ignite fire of revival to save a nation.
Well, I know that nobody wanted us to go.
No.
In fact, they were saying, I wish it wouldn't end.
Yes.
They did not want that conference to end.
No, they didn't want us to leave.
And so it went on and on and on. I know that even the 12-year birthday celebration at the end, my wife was still praying for people.
Yes.
Right to just about the last person. She was so exhausted, but nobody wanted it to end.
No.
And I know for the apostle David Barecas and his family, salvation came. His son
yes.
was saved right there
mm-hmm.
as my wife confronted him. And I'll tell you what, if you did not and could not be a part of that, you would see God move right in front of your eyes. Vance?
A non-believer, if they were to be present and they saw how lovingly confrontation was brought to Apostle Boricus, his family, they would look at that and go, well, I thought God was this hard-nosed person who was legalistic. No. The love of God, the compassion that came through Adalia to his son was just magnificent, and he was weeping. He was weeping.
360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248 is my phone number. Please call. We need your very best donation, mission donation. We need to go back to South America, to Colombia, and other nations are trying to topple the nations, move us into a new world order. Call 360-629-5248. You can use any credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Zelle. My reference is warning@worldministries.org. Warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. My website, once again, worldministries.org. Worldministries.org is my website, worldministries.org. Go join Eagle Saving Nations today. Help us stop tyranny. Help us again. Let the church rise up and have another great awakening in Colombia. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.